On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from True TV's Tacoma FD, Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. How you doing?
Fantastic. Awesome. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. So, is this true? Tacoma FD is the only original comedy on cable right now?
It might be. I mean, you know, we've timed ourselves perfectly. It's baseball, NBA, and Tacoma FD.
That's some quality viewing right there. I must say, I'm a little disappointed you're not rocking the stashes because you wear them well, might I add.
Thank you. Yeah, we try to shave them off our faces the day after we wrap shooting. And, you know, they're a little bit cumbersome. Nobody seems to like them around my house. I think my wife doesn't like them. I think my kids don't like them. And I have to be honest. I kind of don't like it.
You kind of don't like it. It looks good. I'm being honest. It kind of looks pretty good.
But have you been a mustache guy ever, Mario? Have you ever had one?
I've done the shadow thing, but I've never really gotten the mustache. My father has never not had facial hair, either a mustache or goatee or beard. I've never seen him clean shaven in my life. So everyone's expecting me to grow one at some point. I might surprise you next interview.
Someday.
Someday. So you guys are in the middle of season two. What's in store for the crew this summer?
We had a lot of good stuff. We've got a lot of stories from firefighters. You know, after the first season, it really resonated with firefighters, and they've been sending us stories. And so we have a lot of these true life stories. We're gonna fight a fire at a haunted house.
Fun.
We have things like a firefighter's ball. We have there's just a ton of funny stories that we've collected. It's been fantastic.
And obviously, we have a Christmas episode coming out in September. It's wonderful.
We could all use that. That'd be great. The show obviously takes place in Tacoma, but where do you film? I'm not assuming Washington.
No, we film right here in Woodland Hills, California, about 5 minutes from our houses.
Hey, how great is that, though, huh? So many shows out of the state or even country sometimes, but that's fantastic.
We spend a lot of our careers traveling elsewhere, and now we get the benefit of shooting here. So.
And you both worked on movies and TV. Is there a certain platform that you enjoy the process more? Or?
This is pretty fun because what we've realized, you know, we make movies and, you know, it could take 3-4 years between movies.
Yeah.
When we do this TV series, what we've realized is that in one season, you shoot about the same content as 3 movies. So it's really, you could just make as many jokes as you want and as many storylines as you want. And there's just much more material to have fun. You know,
yeah, have longer arcs for the characters too. What's going on with Super Troopers 3? Speaking of movies, what's next for the gang?
Super Troopers 3 is in the works. We have that script. We're going right now. We're working on it. Having Zoom writing sessions with the rest of Broken Lizard. So, yeah. I think it's a slower process, but we're on about the second or third draft now, I think. The script will be ready in a few months, and then who knows when we'll shoot, but the plan is to shoot it.
You'll keep it moving forward. That's great to hear. I know you both have children. How many children and how old?
I have 3.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Teenagers. I've got teenagers now. I spent a lot of time with them recently. 16, 15, and 12.
Oh, man. So how are they doing? So how are they doing with the whole pandemic thing? Because you're kind of chomping at the bit to get out of the house, or are they old enough to kind of entertain themselves? You don't have to worry about it.
They definitely are. I mean, you know, it's funny because Lemmy and I have been working on this TV show for pretty hard, about 2 years. And I think they've missed us. You know, they were surprised the first night I was home for dinner during the pandemic.
Yeah. Hey, so, who's this guy?
Yeah. You know, yeah. And so, you know, I think the tough thing for them, I feel bad because, you know, it's the social interaction. I think those kids are missing, you know, it's the sports and that kind of stuff. And, you know, my daughter said to me the other day, I'm missing my sophomore year of high school, you know, and I get that. I remember my sophomore year of high school, you know, and I feel terrible about that.
Yeah.
So.
No,
but they're happy and healthy. So.
Well, good. That's most important. And Steve, your kids are a little younger though, right?
Yeah, I have 2 boys. They are 8 and 6, and they couldn't care less. They're happy to be at home. I mean, you know, although last night my 8-year-old said that he misses family adventures, you know, like, and he specifically said like going to a museum. And
wow. Smart kid, Lemmy.
He is a smart kid. That's what I do. No, I'll tell you what, though. It's like, I mean, obviously this sucks, but, you know, one other thing that sucked was, you know, when we were making this TV show for the last 2 years, I realized I was missing time with them. And I went to a little league game, and, you know, my kid was in the B level of his, there's the A level and the B level, and he was in the lower level, and I could see that his skills weren't up to it. And I felt really guilty about that. And since this started, I've been just playing catch with my kid, like, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. And
oh, that's great.
Now he's got an arm and he's playing well. And it's like,
scouts are calling.
It's so awesome. Yeah. His name is Aaron Judge. And he's really coming along.
No, that's great. I've got kids about the same age too. And keeping him busy has been challenging, and I have enjoyed this family time. I've had enough quality time though. I'm ready to send him back to school.
But... I know. It gets, you know, you get a lot of fights. But, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Before I let you gentlemen go, I want to put you on the spot with quick questions, quick answers. Okay. Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Favorite show I've binged.
I've been watching Yellowstone.
Oh, love Yellowstone. How great is that?
I love Yellowstone. The woman who plays my daughter, Hassie Harrison, is on Yellowstone this season, so I've been binging it.
Oh, which one is she?
I love it. She plays one of the bunk girls.
The one that talks like you can't understand her and she talks
like... Yeah. Well, no, that's a different one. She plays another one.
Oh, the hot one? The blonde?
The blonde one, yeah.
Yes.
She's in Tacoma. And so I've been watching that, and I love it.
Oh, she's good in that. She's all good. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Here she is with a mustache on her face.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yes. And by the way, still hot.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely.
That's right.
What about you, Steve?
The Boys. I'm getting into The Boys on Kevin's recommendation, the superhero show.
It's over on Amazon. Yeah. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Celebrity crush growing up.
Diane Lane.
Ooh, yeah.
Oof.
Where'd you see her in first? The Outsiders?
Outsiders, definitely.
Yeah. So we're about the same age then, if we've got the same
taste.
And then
what, Streets of Fire? She was in Streets of Fire?
Yes, she was in Streets of Fire.
And she was in Rumblefish.
Yes, she was. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hot in all of them.
She was incredible.
And still hot.
She's amazing.
It's funny, you know, I watched with my kid the other day, he's 12 years old, we watched My Cousin Vinny.
Love My Cousin Vinny.
You know, right, which is, you know, whatever, 30 years old or whatever it is. And he's like, my celebrity crush is Marissa Tomei. And I was like, now you know that's Aunt May in the new Spider-Man movies. And he was like, oh, my God. And he realized that she's actually my age.
Yeah.
And he got bummed out about it.
Oh, that's funny. She, too, still looks great. That's funny.
Yeah.
What about you, Steve?
You know, there were so many. I mean, like a couple of the, you know, Jacqueline Smith and Cheryl Ladd.
Okay. Charlie's Angels.
A little boy, yes. And then Kelly LeBrock in Weird Science.
Yes. Science. Yes, yes, that's right. Steven Seagal's ex.
Yeah. Right. She married Seagal, right?
That's right. Yeah. She sure did. Who's funnier, police or firefighters?
You get in trouble there, man. You get in trouble, you say that.
That's an incendiary question.
It's controversial.
Yeah. These days, you know, I'm going to go with firefighters, and you know, it is Tacoma FD, and we've been spending a lot of time with firefighters, and you know, the thing about firefighters is they live together for 24 hours at a time.
That's true. It's like a second family, yeah.
It is a second family, and so they play pranks on each other, and they just see all kinds of, you know, the cops deal with crime, the firefighters deal with everything else.
Right.
You know, they get people's heads unstuck from fences, and they get things unstuck out of people. Like that's what firefighters do. And so their stories, they've got a vast array of funny stories. So I'm gonna say firefighters.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Go to late night snack.
Lemmy gets mad at me. I say pretzels, and Lemmy thinks that's a terrible late night snack.
So lame.
Well, I love pretzels.
Pretzels.
He likes pretzels and sweet tea. We're gonna write an episode about this.
Pretzels. Yeah. I like pretzels and I like sweet tea, but individually and not late at night.
Together.
What about you, Steve?
You know, I've always been a Cool Ranch Doritos guy. I think, you know, I mean, I think that's what you're talking about, but like, you know, Taco Bell, if we're getting a meal.
Oh, you're going full meal. Okay.
Okay.
That's next level after a few. After you drink
but then you get the Dorito taco there. So,
you know. They kill two birds. Kill two birds.
That's exactly right.
They have Cool Ranch.
They have Cool Ranch. Yes, they do. Well, listen, watch Tacoma FD Thursdays on True TV. Steve, Kevin, thanks so much for checking in, guys. Congrats.
Thanks, Mario. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Mario, can I give you one piece of Tacoma FD trivia?
Okay.
In season one, episode 5, we had a character named Captain Lopez. And we came up with the character after you interviewed Kevin and I and Rob Lowe for Super Troopers 2. And we were like, did you see how jacked Mario Lopez was?
So funny.
And so we wrote this character who would be, you know, because I'm the captain of my shift. We had a character who was basically like my rival captain, who was a hot Latino captain. And I think we actually tried to go for you, and for some reason we couldn't get to you.
Oh, we should have got to. I would have done it.
That's disappointing, because Mario has started a whole second career playing himself or versions of himself on all kinds of shows.
He's not lying. We counted the other day. There's something like 8 or 9 shows
per year.
Per year where I played
it's
myself.
Crazy.
In like these funny kind of words. Dang it, I wanted to do that. If Captain Lopez should return. Okay. Then let me know. And it's funny because ironically, I spoke with Rob Lowe earlier today.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to bring that up to him next time. Oh, that's funny. Hey, thanks, guys. Awesome.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Mario.
Take care.
Take care. On
with Mario Lopez.